da je, rekao da Bos nema.
Dobar. Ja. Kad smo zadnjič gledali, mi bi radi naredili rabimo izvor, ne? Za naš našo radijsko napravo iz prijemnika, oddajnik. I izvor točne frekvencije, zdaj isti imam dve možnosti, ne? Za izvor, ne? Lahko si prvoščim LC oscilatorje, mislim. Ampak per LC oscilatorju, ker je kvaliteta tako nizka, obremenjena kvaliteta je mogoče velikost na razred 30, ne? Je vprašanje fazni šum, ne? In vprašanje stabilnost. Je pa LC oscilator načeloma nastavljiv, ne? Jaz imam lahko varikap diodo, se pravi, jaz imam lahko VCO, ne?
So, we need a signal source for our radio equipment, for transmitters, for receivers. It, on one side, it can be an LC oscillator, and an LC oscillator works with a pretty low Q. For this reason, phase noise may be a problem, frequency stability may be a problem. But the LC oscillator can be tuned, for instance, with a varactor or with a variable capacitor, or even with a variable inductor. Se pravi, tudi z nastavljivim kondenzatorjem, nastavljivo tudijamo, ga lahko nastavljamo per frekvenci, se pravi, lahko dobimo tako frekvenco, kot ga želimo. Ne? So, an LC oscillator can be tuned by a variable capacitor, by a variable inductor, by a varactor diode, in a pretty wide frequency range. So we can tune it to the desired frequency. Na drugi strani imamo kristalni oscilator. Ja, tukaj imamo mogoče Q obremenjeni v velikostni razredu 10.000. Ne? Tukaj je fazni šum v redu. Je v redu stabilnost. Ampak ni nastavljiv. Se pravi ena sama frekvenca. So, on the other hand, we make quartz crystal oscillators. But a quartz crystal oscillator has an excellent loaded Q, 10,000, this is typical. It has low phase noise, it has good stability, but it lacks tunability, cannot be tuned. It's just one single frequency, the frequency that was defined during manufacturing of the crystal, during lapping of the crystal, to the exact techniques to have the exact resonant frequency of the desired mode of oscillation of this crystal. Ja, tukaj frekvenca je ena sama, tista, ki je bila nastavljena z pr izdelavi oscilatorja, se pravi, kolikor je bila brušena rezina na takšno debelino, tudi ta debelina natančno zdaj določa frekvenco. Ne? In tukaj zdaj se nam stvari ustavijo. Ne? No, naprava, ki bi jo iz tega potrebovali, je frekvenčni sintetizator. So, a desired device would be a frequency synthesizer that's able to synthesize the desired frequency we want in a certain channel raster or even an arbitrary frequency and generate it from a crystal oscillator reference. Se pravi, mi bi uporabili kristalni oscilator kakor referenco, ne? In tukaj skušamo narediti frequency synthesizer. No, kakšne možnosti imamo? What are the possibilities to make a frequency synthesizer? We may have simply N crystals. Imamo lahko N kristalov z N kanalov. Ne? Tu je enostaven frekvenčan sintetizator. Preklapljamo naše kanale, toliko kristalov. Ja, 40-50 let nazaj to je bilo tudi običajna stvar. Ne? Tisti ruski MiG-25, ki je prebežal na Japonsko, je imel samo dva kristala. Delovna frekvenca pa vojaška frekvenca. Ne? So, this was a typical solution for simple things, like the Russian MiG-25 that ran away to Japan. And when American intelligence agency got this precious top technology Russian plane, they look at the radio, and the radio had just two channels. One working channel and one emergency channel. And that was it. Not very sophisticated, but very effective. Druga možnost, kar lahko naredimo tukaj, je, da vzamemo dva kristalna osilatelja, se pravi N plus M kristalov, da imamo zdaj N krat M kanalov. Ne? No, tukaj je že, se pravi, seštevamo frekvence, ne? In zdaj kombinaciji imamo, če imamo N kristalov v enem oscilatorju, M kristalov v drugem, dobimo N krat M neodvisnih kanalov. So, the other possibility, we have it, bi vam mogel prenesti dol tak sintetizator, ga imam v vitrini. Vam moram prenesti pokazati, kako je to narejeno. Zgodovinsko postavljam, sem naslednji odmor, spomnite me, da so, for the next break, I have to bring to show you such a synthesizer. We have it in our museum. I have to take it out of the museum and show it how it looks like. How it was done. So, I forgot to bring it right now here. So, having n crystals in one oscillator, having m crystals in the other oscillator, the number of combinations is n times m, if the frequencies are chosen in some sensible way. So this is already better, we don't need that huge amount of crystals. Third solution could be, I just show you, a direct digital synthesizer. Direct digital synthesizer, what it is, we have an accumulator, we have a summer, we put here the end of the channel, from the accumulator we get back the result to the summer, and here we get to the sine table, and to the D to A converter. This can be done, it's available in that kind of chips, but we need a very stable clock here, for the accumulator, and unfortunately, here we are limited to something like 12 bits of resolution. Se pravi, v direktnem digitalnem sintetizatorju rabimo zelo visoko frekvenco ure tukaj. Ne? Ta frekvenca ure mora biti stabilna, vse je vezano na stabilnost te frekvence, te dobimo iz kristala, ga verjetno množimo z množilnimi stopnjami na eno frekvenco. In generiramo, pač tukaj generiram digitalno žago, in digitalno žago pretvorim v sinus preko tabele. So, how our direct digital synthesizer works? In an accumulator, if we sum a constant n to this accumulator, we get a sawtooth signal in digital domain. Digitized. This sawtooth signal can be converted to a sine signal using a sine table, and the sine signal is fed to the D2A converter with perhaps 12 bits of resolution. Tukaj sta zdaj dve težavi, teh 12 bitov pomeni razmerje signal motnja v velikostnem razredu 12 krat 6, 72 decibelov. So 12 bits of resolution in the D2A converter means something like 6 dB per bit, something like 72 bits of signal to interference ratio. Unfortunately, interference is very nasty here and cannot be better than 72 dB. This is not good enough for radio. To ni dovolj dobro za radio. Radio ima hujše zahteve tukaj. Posebno zaradi tega, ker te motne se ne pojavijo samo daleč proč od željene frekvence, pač pa tudi zelo blizu. Ne? In tiste zelo blizu jih je nemogoče izsejati ven. Ne? Druga stvar je, tale digitalija tukaj zahteva ogromno enosmjerno moč. So the second drawback of direct digital synthesizer is that this digital logic here operating at very high clock frequencies. This may be 32-bit wide. So this accumulator may be 32-bit. But this is very power hungry because the clock is in gigahertz region. This is very power hungry. We don't want that. Tega si ne želimo se praviti, to je druga stvar. Dobi ste danes čipe. Za to delo dobi ste danes čipe, analog devices jih dela. So analog devices is one of the manufacturers of self-charge chips. They are excellent, they work nice. But the drawbacks, the known, very well-known drawbacks are there. Power required by the digital stuff and limited resolution of the D2A converter. This is not something we would like. Kakšna je torej za nas rešitev, ne? Imamo še eno zadnjo rešitev, ne? In zadnja rešitev je bila ta, da jaz štartam, da naredim povratno zakon. So we use some kind of feedback. Kako ta stvar zdaj izgleda? Jaz štartam z enim kristalnim oscilatorem, ki mi daje tukaj eno F referenčno. I start with a quartz crystal generating a reference frequency. I make some kind of comparison, naredim primerjavo. In z rezultatom te primerjave, se pravi, tukaj, tako, primerjam, krmirim zdaj tukaj en napetost na krmirjen VCO, recimo LC VCO. Ne? No in ta LC VCO je tukaj zdaj moja izhodna. In to izhodno frekvenco zdaj z enim delilnikom, delim zdaj tukaj z enim modulom N, ne? Peljem nazaj, tukaj imam zdaj F VCO deljeno z N. Ne? Jaz lahko zdaj tukaj naredim N različnih frekvenc, če ustavljam tukaj N. Ne? So, our feedback idea is to compare the frequency of an LC VCO with the frequency of a quartz crystal. But this comparison is not made directly. I compare the reference frequency of the quartz crystal with a submultiple of the VCO, because this VCO frequency is divided with a frequency divider to make the comparison. What can I compare here? Kaj lahko primerjam tukaj? Lahko primerjam frekvenco, lahko primerjam fazo. So I may compare frequency and I may compare the phase of the two signals. It is not trivial what to choose. Ni trivialno, zdaj trivialno vprašanje, kaj se bomo tam izbrali. Ne? Ampak na ta način lahko jaz načeloma naredim sintetizator, no in kakšen bi bil zdaj ta primer, jaz lahko tukaj izbiram kanal, ne? I can select the channel by selecting the division modulo of this frequency divider. And what is the outcome here? Kakšen je končen rezultat? Če rišem tukaj odmik frekvence in rišem tukaj normirano gostoto faznega šuma. So if I write here the frequency offset and here is the normalized phase noise spectral density. Ja, jaz imam nekje krivuljo VCO-ja, ne? In imam nekje krivuljo lokalne oscilatorje. Kristalne oscilatorje. So this is an X. X. Crystal oscillator LC. obe dve krivulji v tistem zanimivem področju imata odvisnost delta f na minus 2. Ne? Tukaj je alfa krat delta f na minus 2, tukaj recimo alfa črtica krat delta f na minus 2. Ne? So both curves in the region of interest are proportional to the inverse of the square of the frequency. This is the most important region of the... What can I do in practice? Kaj si delo praktično naredim? Ja, pri visokih frekvencah bom v končnem rezultatu imel tako krivuljo tukaj, ne, pri visokih frekvencah. Ampak ta krivulja se mi pri nizkih frekvencah lahko približa krivulji kristalnega oscilatorja. Ne? Tu je, če imam, zdaj, če bi se tukaj narisal, recimo, da je tu zdaj pasovna širina kvadratne zalke. This feedback here has some bandwidth. Inside the bandwidth of the feedback can correct dynamically the frequency of this oscillator, and I can reduce this the phase noise and frequency stability at low frequency offsets. So phase noise at low offsets and long-term frequency stability. Long-term frequency stability is also phase noise, but at much lower offsets. On the other side, I cannot do anything here because outside the, my loop bandwidth, there's nothing I can correct. Se pravi, kaj lahko tukaj naredim? Znotraj pasovne širine te zanke tukaj, ne? Pasovna širina zanke tukaj je, tukaj, ne? Lahko popravljam frekvenco in fazo tega oscilatorja. Če popravljam frekvenco in fazo, lahko bistveno znižam fazni šum, praktično fazni šum povežem na šum kristalnega oscilatorja. Tudi stabilnost je fazni šum pri zelo majhnih odmikih frekvence. Tudi dolgotrajna stabilnost frekvence bo dolgotrajna stabilnost kristalnega oscilatorja. Pri velikih odmikih pa ta zanka ne more nič pomagati, ni pomoči, ker ni dovolj hitra, da bi odreagirala tukaj. Ne? Smo se najasnili zdaj, kakšen je naš račun tukaj. Ne? Kam cikam za vse skupaj, se izprejamo. No, ampak takšna naprava se izkaže za dosti dobra z uporabo v radijskih napravah. So, such a device may have a complex now phase noise function, but this is finally something we can use in a real radio set. This is good enough to be used in a radio set. It has reasonable phase noise performance. It has reasonable long-term stability, because no, long-term stability is phase noise at very small offsets. And that all becomes reasonably low, so this can finally be used in a radio set. Prva stvar je, kako naredimo, prvo takšno vprašanje je, kako bi zdaj naredili tale delilnik frekvence. So our first issue is how to make this function of frequency division. How can I divide, what kind of circuit is required to perform frequency division? S kakšnim vezem? No, deljenje frekvence lahko naredimo čist analogno, ne? So an analog solution to divide the frequency by 2 is simply this. If I put frequency here, I feed it to a mixer, and I bring feedback to the mixer through a low-pass filter. Če se mi zdaj vzpostavi tukaj frekvenca polovic, je tudi tukaj frekvenca polovic. Kako deluje to vezje? Vhodno frekvenco mešam s polovico frekvence, ne? In rezultat tega mešanja je spet polovica frekvence. Če to polovico frekvence primerno preko ene povratne vezave peljem nazaj na mešalnik, lahko se ta stvar ustaljeno nekaj pod pogojem, da ima dovolj ojačanja. Ne? Jasno, tukaj, mogoče jaz rabim tukaj noter tudi ojačevalnik. So I may need gain here for the device to work. But usually mixers have, active mixers have gain built inside the mixer, so it's not. So how such a device works? I start with the frequency F. If I mix this frequency with F half, the result is F half. And I use the same result to continue the mixing process. Such a device can be built and works. Analog frequency dividers do work. In fact, all frequency dividers are analog, but we prefer to talk about digital circuits. Vsi delilniki so v resnici analogni delilniki. Ena zelo pomembna stvar pri delilniku frekvence je pa naslednja. So, one important issue when talking about frequency dividers is the following. If I draw here input voltage, output voltage. Zdaj, če je vhodna napetost takšna, ne? Kje je zdaj polovična frekvenca? Polovična frekvenca je lahko taka. Ali pa je lahko tudi takšna. Oba dva rezultata sta rezultat polovične frekvence, ki lahko nastane v tem našem vidju. So, the problem with frequency division is that the final result while dividing a frequency has ambiguity. Both the orange curve and the blue curve have half the frequencies. But they are offset in phase by 180 degrees. So, pravi, tukaj oba signala in orange in, in plav sta sicer polovična frekvenca, ampak se zamakne za 180 stopinj. Tukaj je nedoločena faza. Ne? In tu se zgodi pri katerem koli delilniku frekvence. Ni pomembno, ali je analogen, ali je digitalen, ali kje smo se zmislili. Pač, če delimo frekvenco, se moramo zavedati, da smo, imamo neko stopnjo svobode, ki je še ostala. No, in kako to svobodo razrešimo? Nikakor ne moramo rešiti. Pač pa vjezje moramo narediti tako, da bo stabilno delovali. In vjezje potrebuje spomin. So, in order to, we cannot solve this phase of mobility. This is built inside our problem. But at least to have a stable operation of the circuit, we badly need memory. In kje imamo ta pomnilnik, zdaj ki ga rabo, ki si bo zapomnil, katera faza se pa vjezje slučajno nastavlja, kje je skrit zdaj pomnilnik v tem vjezju? Pomnilnik je skrit v energiji, ki je v tem situ tukaj. So the energy stored in the low pass filter is actually our memory device. In order to memorize data, we need energy. All computer memories store energy. There are no parasitic capacitors in the memory. There are only storage capacitors. Da ne boste zdaj razumeli, ponavadi elektroniki kričijo, vreščijo, to je pa parazitna kapacitivnost. Kje pa? Če ne bi bilo kapacitivnosti, mi nimamo pomnilnikov za naše računalnike. Jih ni. Informacijo lahko skranimo samo v obliki energije. In ta je pač v električni energiji, v kondenzatorju. Ali pa tukaj v tem našem nizko prepustnem. No, če gremo zdaj v digitalni svet, delilniki so dosti krat narejeni v številskih vjezjih. Ne? Se pravi, digitalni delilnik. Ne?
je lahko ta flip-flop.
So a digital divider can be a T flip-flop, a digital frequency divider. That exactly includes this analog circuit inside. Se pravi, ta flip-flop ni nič druga, kakor tu analogno vizije, pač izdeljeno pač s takimi gradniki, da rečemo, da tu je številski signal in tu je številski signal, ampak v notranjosti je to tukaj, ne? And in the inside of the T flip-flop is exactly the circuit. It's a mixer and it's a low pass. Mixer is usually a Gilbert cell and we call this a flip-flop. Mešalnik je pa navadi Gilbertova celica in temu rečemo flip-flop. In nizko prepustno sito so parazitne kapacitnosti, so the low pass filter or the parasitic capacitances of this circuit. But it's exactly there. We just have a different name here. But the circuit is the same. Vezi je isto, ne samo. No, in kako ponavadi označimo flip-flop? Flip-flop ponavadi narišemo tako, ne? Flip-flop ima nek vhod za tak, ima lahko nek izhod fu, ne? So, T flip-flop can be drawn in such a way. If we put here frequency, we have here frequency half. Zdaj, če narišem še ta isti diagram za flip-flop, ne? No, v digitalnem svetu ponavadi rišemo pravokotnike. So, in the digital world we usually draw rectangular signals with logical levels. If this is our input signal, če je tu naš vhodni signal, ne, v in, ne, zdaj, flip-flop se ponavadi pruži, če ni drugače definirano, na raztočih flankah signala. Ne? Spravi, tu bi logična ničla, logična enica, so digital signal usually we depicted as logical zero logical. What happens with the output? The output toggles at the positive signal transition. So this transition, actually triggers a change, this transition triggers a change. This transition triggers a change. Vsak pravi prehod sproži preklop izhodnega signala. Jasno, tudi flip-flop ima lahko izhod v obratni fazi. Also, flip-flop maybe may do the other thing. Tudi flip-flop lahko proizvaja signal z obratno fazo. Ker pač nekaj informacije moramo hraniti, ta informacija hranjena edino v lahko v kondenzatorju v tem primeru. So, even in a flip-flop, it's information, a very important component here are the capacitors inside the flip-flop. Without capacitors, we have no memory. Veste, da pri računalniki ima lahko statičen RAM ali pa dinamičen RAM. Kakšna je razlika med statičnim RAM-om in dinamičnim RAM-om? Razlika je, oba vrsti RAM-a skranjujeta informacijo v kondenzatorjih. Ampak v statičnem RAM-u ima vsak kondenzatorček svoj ojačevalnik, v dinamičnem RAM-u pa več kondenzatorček udeli en sam ojačevalnik, ne? Osveževalnik. So what is the difference between a static RAM and a dynamic RAM in the computer world? Both kind of memories store the information as voltages and capacitors. But in the case of dynamic, static RAM, there is one refreshing amplifier for every capacitors we have. Every capacitor we have. While in the dynamic RAM, we have many capacitors in a single row, and all these capacitors share just one refreshing amplifier. That's the reason why we have to switch the refreshing amplifier. We have to refresh the dynamic RAM. While static RAM is refreshed all of the time, because there is one refreshing amplifier for every capacitor, for every bit of information we have. Toliko, da je malo teorijo razložim, ampak ta teorija je pomembna, ker vidimo, da tukaj nam bojo stvari nekajale. Ne? No, kako lahko postavimo flip-flop v določeno stanje? Flip-flop ima lahko tukaj vhod reset. So, if we want a particular
phase of the flip-flop, a flip-flop may have an asynchronous input reset to reset the flip-flop into a known position. Kako naredimo iz flip-flopu zdaj delilnik, ki bo delil frekvenco z višjim številom? Ne? Ja, recimo, dokaj smo samo pri dvojiških, ne? I lahko flip-flope preprosto vježem v verigo. Ne? So, if I build just a binary power divider, I can simply make a chain of the flip-flops. If I have here frequency, I have here frequency half, tukaj imam četrtino frekvence, frequency fourth, osmino frekvence, f osmine, ne? Tukaj imam zdaj f šestnajstine. Ne? Za fiksen modulom ne, je tu v redu, ne? Ampak mi bi radi imeli nastavljiv modulo. Ne? So we would like to have here an adjustable modulo to select the channel, not just a fixed modulo that's 2, 4, 8 or 16. We would like to have an arbitrary number. Kako zdaj naredimo delilnik z poljubno frekvenco? Na ta način, da uporabimo še, recimo, reset vhode. Ne? So, a divider for an arbitrary frequency, arbitrary modulo, can be built by using the reset outputs. Inputs, the reset inputs to the cells, the toggle flip-flop cells of this divider. I again draw the diagram. In vsi te flip-flopi imajo zdaj reset vhod. Kako zdaj jaz stvari povežem? Vse bom resetiral istočasno. Kadar vsebina tega števca doseže določen nivo. Se pravi, mojo vsebino, tukaj bom primerjal, z recimo nastavljenim n. Ne? So I set my division modulo in digital as a digital word, and I compare the content of my counter with the preset digital word. Primerjavo naredim z XOR vrati. Ne? So exclusive OR gates make the comparison. Kadar je ta primerjava enaka, ne? Imam tukaj povsod ničle. Ne? So when the comparison gives the same signal, I have zeros everywhere. So I use an OR gate to detect the all zero state. Uporabim ali vrata za to, da ugotovim, da je stanje samih ničel. Ne? In zdaj tukaj imam, lahko dam takrat bi moral dati pravzaprav reset, se pravi, samo še invertirati. I only have to invert this signal to give the reset signal. This is an OR gate and these are excluded out. Če imam tukaj zdaj frekvenco na vhodu, tisto, kar dobim tukaj na izhodu, reset se bo zgodil vsaki n taktov. Tukaj dobim zdaj frekvenco deljeno z n. So, such a circuit will count from 0 up to n, but when it reaches n, it's automatically reset to 0. So, the states here are, the allowed states are 0, 1, 2, 3, up to n minus 2, n minus 1. N, but from N, I jump here instantaneously back to zero. This is the reset.
In na ta način lahko naredim zdaj delilnik z poljuben modulo. So, in this way I can build a divider for an arbitrary module, and this arbitrary module can be set by some other circuits, for instance, from the switches on the front panel of my radio. Recimo, ta modulo tukaj lahko nastavim zdaj z stikali na prednji plošči mojega radija in nastavim s kakšnim modulom na BSD. Toliko, da smo razrešili, kako zdaj rešimo to deljenje z N tukaj. Ne? Ta N je nastavljiv, ker N bo številka kanala. Okay? So, N is going to represent now the channel frequency. Of course, with 4 flip-flops, we are limited to 16. Zdaj, če imamo samo 4 flip-flope, lahko prijemo do 16. Ampak jaz flip-flopu lahko nanizam tukaj do poljubne številke. Ne? To zelo hitro narašča. Recimo, če imam 32 bitkov, je to 4 milijarde. So, if I here put 32 flip-flops, I can count up to 4 billion. 4 billion channels is more than all the frequencies available in the radio spectrum. Dobro. Zdaj, naslednje vprašanje je v tej naši nalogi, kakšno primerjavo tukaj naredimo. A gremo primerjati frekvenco, ali gremo primerjati fazo. Ali primerjamo mogoče celo obojo. So, the next issue here in our circuit is, what are we going to compare? Are we going to compare just the frequency? Are we going to compare just the phase? Or should we compare both? Kje je zdaj tukaj račun? No, skaže se, da če primerjamo samo frekvenco, bi imeli še lahko poljubno fazo tukaj. In tega praznega šuma pravzaprav ne bi mogli ukleniti, ne? Če bi imeli takšno vezje, ki zna primerjati samo frekvenco. So, if we were comparing just the frequency, we could not really control phase noise, since phase could still wander around for one whole cycle before changing the frequency. Before the detector frequency change occurs. And this is lots of phase noise. Se pravi, če bi imeli primerili samo frekvenco, faza lahko za en cel cikl opleta naprej nazaj, se pravi, imeli zelo slab fazen šum in naše veze se tu sploh ne bi odzvalo. Ne? Če bi imeli v resnici sam primerjalni frekvenco. Ja, če mi gremo delati praktično električno vezje, ki bo merilo frekvenco, tista vezje je občutljivo tudi na fazo, tako da ta sam primerjalnik frekvence niti ni izvedljiv. To je ena od tistih črnih škatelj, ki jih teoretiki radi pišejo v knjigah, ne? Ampak ki v resnici ne obstajajo v resničnem svetu. Ne? Takih je dosti, po teoretskih knjigah je dosti takih črnih škatelj, ki jih nihče v praksi ne zna narediti. Ne? So, the issue is, yes, can we compare the frequency alone without comparing the phase? Okay, if you look in theory books, the theoreticians have such a black box that does this operation. In practice, such a black box does not exist. Every circuit we build will also compare the phase, not just the frequency. Dobro. Zdaj, če smo prišli do tega že, da imamo primerjavne frekvence in faze, a bi šlo mogoče samo z primerjavo faze? No, če smo fazo uklenili, zanka zadržuje natančno fazo in s tem tudi natančno frekvenco. Ne? So, if we lock the phase, then the frequency is kept accurate because as long as the phase is stable, the frequency cannot change. The frequency is the derivative of the phase. So if the function cannot change, also its derivative cannot change. While if the derivative changes, does not change, the function can change.
because there is a constant in the integral.
An undefined constant.
Zaradi tega mi gremo v primerjavo faze, ne? In temu v tej stvari dosti krat rečemo, da gremo v primerjavo faze.
In dosti krat temu rečemo fazno sklenjena tanka. Po angleško je to phase locked loop. A pa strahico PLL.
So, in all practical cases, we are going to compare the phase. And this kind of circuit is called a phase locked loop. That's the acronym that you read. I told you a frequency locked loop you may hear sometime in some literature because we call it frequency locked loop is not a useful device. Any kind of frequency comparison usually also includes the phase, so it turns out to be a slightly different but still a phase locked loop. Now again we have to break with the tradition of black boxes from the theoretical textbook. Spet se moramo rešiti zdaj te črne škatle iz teoretskih knjig, ki jo nihče ne zna narediti, mi moramo škatlo narediti. Ne? In moramo razmisliti, kako bo ta škatla narejena. So, we have actually to solve how to make this black box here. Theoreticians don't care about that, but we do. We are engineers, we have to build a circuit. No, zdaj, na kakšen način lahko dobimo, primerjamo fazo, ne? Ena možnost, taka zelo preprosta, je, da jaz zmnožim dva signala. Se pravi, to je recimo referenčni signal, ki je kozinus omega t plus fi referenčni, ne? In ta signal jaz v enem množilniku pomnožim z enim signala neznane, ne, se pravi mirjenik je pa kozinus, recimo omega t plus nek poljuben fi. Ne? Kaj zdaj dobim, če ta dva signala pomnožim med sabo? Dobro, dobim kozinus omega t plus fi reference, ne, pomnoženo za kozinus omega t plus tukaj nek fi, ne? Če rečemo temu test, ne? So if we test this signal, we call this one test. Katera veličina bi rad miril? Jaz bi rad miril razliko v fazi. So I want to measure the difference in phase. V kaj se zdaj razvije takšna, če gremo razviti takšen izraz z trigonometrijske funkcije, ne? Kozinus alfa krat kozinus beta, kaj iz tega nastane ven, ne? Tu je zdaj, dobro, če dan tukaj dvakrat, ne? Dvakrat tam odspredje, tu je kozinus od alfa in beta in kozinus od alfa manj beta, ne? Se pravi, tu zdaj tukaj je prej ena polovica, ne? Al kozinus od 2 omega t in fi referenčni in fi test, ne? In ena polovica kozinus. Zdaj se pa tukaj omega t pokrajša, ne? Per alfa manj beta, ne? Se pravi, in ono tukaj samo fi referenčni manj fi testni, ne? In zdaj, ta podatek tukaj je tisto, kar jaz merim, ne? So, what I would like to have out of our measure, I want to measure the phase difference. The phase difference is present in this
term here. So a multiplier,
množilnik tukaj, ne? Analogni množilnik, lahko bi rekli tudi mešalnik, kaj mu rečemo, se lahko obnaša kot fazni detektor. On zna izmeriti razliko v fazi. So, an analog multiplier, this could be a balanced mixer, can perform as a phase detector, because in its response there is a term that corresponds only to the difference of the phases of the two signals, and nothing else. So, this thing could, in theory, work.
Kako bi zdaj izgledala naša zanka, ne? So, how would our circuit here look like? I have the crystal oscillator. This supplies the reference frequency. I have a multiplier. Imam delilnik frekvence, ne? Delilnik, ne? Imam tukaj VCO. LC VCO, ne? Imam tukaj zdaj FPCO, ne? F VCO. In zdaj tukaj rabim še en gradnik. So, yet another component is missing here. In such a phase loop. I have to remove this term here. This term has to be removed, because if I have that term, then I will modulate my VCO with frequencies I don't want in the system. Če imam ta člen prisoten, ta člen bom moduliral moj VCO in na izhodu bom dobil še druge frekvence, ki si jih ne želim. Se pravi, tega je treba izločiti. Tukaj torej potrebujem nizko prepustno sito. I need here a low pass filter to extract just the term I want, without this term. Ok? Na tak način lahko zgradim fazno sklenjeno zanko. So, PLL can be built in this way. But such a PLL with a multiplier has, as a phase detector, has problems. Tako vjezje ima težave. Kje so težave tega vjezja? Težave tega vjezja so točno v tem nizko prepustnem situ. So the problems of this circuit are right here. It can be built. This can be built. It can work. It can be built. But it has problems, and the problems are inside this filter. Jasno, če pogledamo že takoj našo slikco, tu situ takoj omejuje pasovno širino povratne vode. So this low pass filter immediately defines the bandwidth of our feedback. Because our feedback has to go through this filter. And this filter has some limited bandwidth. So the bandwidth has to be less than, one thing we find out, bandwidth of our loop will be much less than the reference frequency. This is already one problem. This is not good for us because the VCO noise will go up, the VCO phase noise, cannot be controlled outside this bandwidth. Ja, to je že težava, zato ker jaz VCO ne moram nadzirati izven te pasovne širine. Če ta pasovna širina majhna, ne, potem VCO bo phase šumel, bo ta krivulja šele tukaj dol zavila zraven. To ni dobro. Je pa še ena težava tukaj. Težava je uklenitev.
So the real problem is acquisition. Lock. Kaj se zgodi, če je tale razlika, ne? So what happens when this frequency difference, so reference frequency minus FVCO divided by N, if the absolute value of this is larger than B? Then we have no acquisition. Tuk v tem primeru ni ukladitve. Se pravi, če imam tukaj osko sito, pa je slučajno ta frekvenca dosti različna od te frekvence, ne? Skozi to osko sito nič ne pride skozi. Ne? In jaz tiste začetne ukladitve nimam. Tak, taka faza usklenjena zanka sicer lahko deluje, kadar je uklenjena, ampak ne more nikakor, ne more ven iz tiste začetne ukladitve. Ne? Tako da vidimo, da tukaj zdaj smo v hudih težavah. Stvar v teoriji deluje, ampak v praksi je tako stvar zelo, zelo težko narediti. Ne? Ko so to 50 let nazaj, ko so to prvič uporabili v radijskih postajah, tudi inženirji takrat niso znali tega. Niso znali tega dobro rešiti. So, 40-50 years ago, when this thing started in radio, even skilled engineers did not know how to solve this problem. There were radios on the market that actually had this problem and had special circuits to get the initial acquisition of the lock. Takrat so bila vjezija radijskih postaj, radijskih naprav, ki so bila, so imela posebno vjezije, ki je spreminjalo frekvence VCV vse, dokler niso dosegli uklenitve. Ne? Zelo komplicirano. So, this was quite a complicated circuit. 40-50 years ago. Engineer didn't know how to solve this thing. Yet the solution is very simple and we are going to see the solution. Rešitev je zelo preprosta, ampak takrat inženjeri tega niso znali. Ne? Recimo, ena taka znana tovarna prnes, ki ni znala, je bil IRET v Trstu, ki se je deloval z iskrov koriolom. Radijske postaje, ki so oni delali, oni tega niso znali narediti. So we had here a local manufacturer in Trieste, that was IRET, was the company that was working together with Iskra from Horjul. And they didn't know how to do this thing. Didn't know how to solve this problem. And their radios were very unreliable. Ampak tudi, da vam povem, to se v zgodovini se vrti zgodilo. To, ne? To je dogodek, ki se je zgodil. Ne? Rešitev smo rekli, da je enostavna. So the solution is quite simple to this problem. Rešitev je v tem, da naredimo vjezje, ki bo znalo najprej ukleniti frekvenco in potem bo uklenilo še fazo. So the solution is to design a circuit that is going first to lock the frequency and then to lock the phase. And with digital circuits, such a circuit can be built relatively simple and inexpensive. So something that can really be done in real integrated circuits without the black boxes from the theoretical books that do not exist. Right, so then I've been pressed with črnih škatel iz teoretskih knjig, ne? In napravi se reče frekvenčno-fazni primerjalnik. So, the solution here is to make a digital circuit, that's quite a simple circuit, but you have to know this. If you don't know, then you are in trouble. You have to know the trick. Da naredimo frekvenčno fazni. So the solution is to build a frequency and phase
Kako naredimo tak frekvenčno fazni primerjalnik? Uporabimo gradnik, ki se mu reče D flip-flop. So we use components that are called D flip-flops. A data input, a Q output, a clock input. And a reset. We also need a reset here and out. Uporabimo D flip-flop. Kako deluje D flip-flop? Pri pravilni prehodu ure se D vhod preslika sinhrono na vhod. So, how does a D flip-flop work? A D flip-flop is really a register, an accumulator. At the correct clock, the appropriate clock transition, the D input is transferred to the output. This is the simple accumulator function or register function we need in our computers. We need two of such D flip-flops. Rabimo dva taka D flip-flopa. Ki sta oba dva opremljena tudi za sinhronim resetom. So both D flip-flops have to be equipped with an asynchronous reset. Damo logično enico na D vhode od obih. Tukaj damo recimo F referenčno. We feed the reference frequency of the clock of one flip-flop and we feed the FVCO divided by N as the clock to the second flip-flop. To so zdaj naši vhodi v vezje, ne? Zdaj, izhode bomo pa dali kam? Z izhodmi bomo zdaj krmilili stikala. So we are going to control switches with our outputs. Analog switches. This is going to be the discharge switch. This is going to be the charge switch that's connected to some positive voltage. Se pravi, praznilno stikalo, polnilno stikalo. Dobro, lahko tudi ki omejimo tok. We can limit the current through the switches with some resistors. But the main component here is a capacitor. Glavni gradnik tukaj je kondenzator. In tukaj bomo dobili na njemu krmilno napetost C na špicero. No, še en gradnik manjka tukaj v tem vezju. In sicer tu vezje, če malo pomislimo, da tukaj prihajajo impulzi, tukaj prihajajo impulzi, vezje se prej ali slej ustavi v stanju, da sta oba dva flip-flopa na en, ki se nič več ne zgodi tukaj. Ne? So we deal with these circuits. This flip-flop is toggled to the state of 1. This flip-flop gets toggled to the state of 1 and then afterwards nothing happens. So the trick here was has to be done. Flip-flops, if both are in the state 1, they have to be reset. Se pravi, zdaj mi AND vrati, ne? Kadar sta oba dva flip-flopa v stanju N, bom dal zdaj tukaj an asynchron reset. So an asynchronous reset signal is generated when both flip-flops are in the state of 1. Kako zdaj naprava deluje? Lahko pogledamo zelo preprosto. Če so prisotni samo pulzi F referenčne, ne? Se bo vklapljal samo gornji flip-flop. Gorni ostane vklopljen in kondenzator se polni. So if only the pulses of the reference frequency are present, maybe the reference frequency is much larger than this one here, then only this flip-flop gets triggered and only the charging switch is turned on, the charge switch. Na drugi strani, če so samo ti impulzi VCO-ja prisotni, se proži samo ta flip-flop, in se samo praznilno stikalo vklopi. So, if only the VCO pulses are present, then only the bottom flip-flop is triggered, only the discharge switch is turned on, and the capacitor gets discharged. Se pravi, v tem imamo že grobo idejo, kako bomo narazovali frekvenco.
Če imamo tukaj dosti impulzov, se napetost viša. Če imamo tukaj več impulzov, se napetost niža. So, if I have many pulses here, then the VCO voltage is being raised, the capacitor is being charged, and maybe the frequency of the VCO is going to raise. Na drugi strani, če imamo samo te impulze prisotne, pomeni frekvenca VCO-ja previsoka, je treba kondenzator izprazniti preko tega stikala. So if the frequency of the VCO is too large, we get more pulses here, and the capacitor gets discharged to decrease the frequency of the VCO. If we only have pulses here, if we have more pulses here, then the frequency of the VCO is too low, we have to charge the capacitor through the charge switch. Dobro, si bomo pogledali tu še naslednjo uro, we're going to see in this next hour into more detail how does such a phase comparator work.